It's a group dedicated to supporting a huge slice of nature in our region. The odds are good you've never heard of it, but the nonprofit is a key booster of the 150,000-acre-plus Santa Monica Mountains National Recreation Area.
The organization is called the Santa Monica Mountains Fund, and what we do is support the National Park Service in the Santa Monica Mountains. There are a lot of organizations working in the mountains, and there are a lot of different landholding entities, but we are specifically devoted to supporting the National Park Service.
Sarah Horner is president of the Santa Monica Mountains Fund. The nearly two-decade-old nonprofit plays a key role in preserving and supporting the huge recreation area.
What's happening in today's world is that almost every national park and many other public lands are supported by nonprofit groups, because there isn't the kind of funding available from the government that there used to be.
The National Recreation Area includes huge swaths of land in Ventura and Los Angeles counties. It's made up of property owned by a variety of agencies, including the National Park Service, California State Parks, plus local government agencies. The nearly four-decade-old recreation area is so diverse, it includes Griffith Park and Point Magoo State Park. The National Park Service oversees its operation. So the Santa Monica Mountains Fund raises money and helps administer programs and services to enhance the far-flung recreation area. Horner says one example is supporting trips for kids into the park.
The National Park System in the United States is like known worldwide as a model of a park system. It's an amazing thing. And here people come from all over the world to our national parks, and our own kids don't get into the park. It's incredible.
She says that some of the fund's longtime volunteers had a hand in creating the recreation area.
If it were not for these people, this landscape would not be here. It would be housing developments. That's exactly what it would turn into, freeways and houses. So it's only because certain people are here loving a specific place very deeply that it gets taken care of so that it's here for the future.
The fund also supports research like ongoing efforts to track the movements of mountain lions to learn more about their lives. Kate Kirkendall is acting deputy superintendent for the National Recreation Area.
I mean, it's definitely true that if it weren't for friends groups like the Santa Monica Mountains Fund, we would be bringing less students out to have a field trip in the mountains, for example. We would have less GPS collars to study wildlife with. And now, recently, they're also getting involved in helping us raise funds for new trail projects, so we're also really excited about that.
This Sunday, the fund is going to honor some of those who helped fight to create the National Recreation Area in an event at King Gillette Ranch. Fund President Sarah Horner.
We have chosen this weekend to honor many of the women who have contributed to creating National Recreation Area and the parklands in our area. We really are making an effort to honor all of these women, many of whose work is not really recognized or underappreciated. Fran Pavley will be honored, as will Beth Pratt Bergstrom, who's with the National Wildlife Federation. I think it's really important that we support and acknowledge people's participation and contribution.
One of the fund's current major projects is working with the National Wildlife Federation on a plan to build a wildlife crossing over Highway 101 in the Agoura Hills area. Numerous mountain lions and other animals have been struck and killed trying to cross local highways, and the idea is to create a cutting-edge new crossing to allow them to safely move from the mountains to the Simi Hills and Santa Susana mountain areas. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.